Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Shift. It's me, Katie, again, doing the intro. Des is in Australia. I'm in New York. We just recorded an episode over the phone about phone sex. So it's a lot of fun. We talk about phone sex, sexting, a little bit about vagina pics, dick pics, and catfishing. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Thanks for all your feedback. We read a lovely woman's feedback at the start, and she gave some really great suggestions, so keep them coming at contacttheshift@gmail or DMing us. Loving it all, you guys are the best. This is the episode, and I'll talk to you at the end. Thanks.
Welcome back to The Shift.
Welcome back.
Hi, Katie, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, Des?
Good, we're very far away now, as far away as we've ever been.
I know, it's mental, isn't it?
You're in New York. It's, 5:09
it is.
P.M.?
Yeah. What time is it there?
8:09 a.m. the next day. I'm in the future. God.
You are in the future. Oh, cool.
I'm in Tuesday. You're on Monday evening.
I am, yeah.
Tuesday morning. I've already done a radio interview. I did a radio interview today at 6:35 a.m.
Yeah, you're up so early. That's insane.
Well, you know, I woke up well before that because I'm still a little bit jet lagged.
Are you on New York time then from the jet lag or Irish time?
I don't know.
Everything.
I mean, you know, the weeks leading up to this were absolutely insane. So yeah. I don't really know what time zone I'm in. But all I know is that I arrived here on Wednesday night. And, you know, obviously it was the most difficult traveling I've ever had to do in my life. And I was more tired than I've ever been in my life. The week leading up to coming here. So I think I'm dealing with jet lag and just general sort of getting my energy back.
No,
I actually cannot remember the last time that I wasn't tired.
Oh, Jesus.
So, you have no response to that?
No, I was actually feeling a bit guilty because I slept like 14 hours today. So I was like, oh God.
Why are you feeling guilty?
Here he is talking about being tired and there's me laying in bed till 1 p.m.
But that's life, though. Why would you feel guilty about just living your own life?
I know. I don't know why.
Because I've been joking about that in my show that, you know, my mom died and I feel I canceled the Thursday night of the show, you know, my Thursday night of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Even though I actually was in Australia since Wednesday night, we canceled the Thursday night just to kind of give me an extra day to decompress and get ready. But I did actually feel bad about doing that, you know, even though my mom had died, which is really like up there in the sort of top five excuses for canceling stuff, you know.
Absolutely.
And I felt kind of bad, and I was thinking it's the ultimate sort of Irish American Catholic guilt that I felt terrible about that, because the average Australian millennial will be like, oh, I can't do the show today, I've got anxiety. I feel bad about canceling the show because my mom died, you know?
No, yeah, that's definitely, that just shows the Irish in you for sure.
Yeah, well, you feel bad about having a lion.
I know. Oh, what is this life?
But I can't have a lion regardless, so there's no reason to feel bad, because even if my mom hadn't died, even if my mom was 55 and healthy, I still wouldn't be having a fucking lion.
Yeah.
You know, it's just part of life. Although I did have a funny moment because, you know, as it turns out, I have ended up putting, I didn't mean to, but the show started on Friday night. Friday night was my first show, and, you know, it's called the comment section. It's kind of like, I mean, it's not a new show in that sort of a half hour of it is stuff that I've been doing on my Irish tour. I had intended sort of in the weeks leading up to coming to Melbourne, I had a few other ideas that I wanted to sort of tease out about, like, say, for example, like stuff about toxic masculinity and maybe some stuff about the term cisgender. I just had some ideas that I wanted to sort of put into the show. And, you know, I was really getting into the zone of beginning to try them out. I had been writing them. And then obviously everything sort of fell apart with my mom getting sick and back and forth from Ireland to America. And even when I was in America in Boston, I had to fly back. So all this chaos. So I did not get a chance to develop that stuff. So I was thinking that when I got to Melbourne, I would wing it. However, as Friday was arriving, you know, I just kept thinking about funny things about what happens when your mom dies. So I thought, will I or will I not include that in my show? And I just, screw it. I just literally began the show by saying, this is what's happened. It wasn't the ultimate prep for coming here. And then I ended up doing 25 minutes about my mom dying, which in the immediacy of, that first, you know, when you try out new material, there's an energy. It was really good. In the two nights since, it's still been good, but not as good as that first night. But there's definitely like a good 15 in there. So Anyway, that's a long way of me saying that I included some stuff in the show. And I did a joke on a radio show that I posted on Instagram last night where I was saying that a lot of people like to say, she's up there looking down on you. You know, that's what a lot of people like to say. Oh yeah, she's looking down on you, which is a nice thought. You know, when you're like about to do a show, or you know, you're doing something interesting. You know, you say like, oh yeah, she's looking down on you. That's great. But then like when you're in your room jerking off, you think, nah, you know, it's just blackness. You just lights out and there's nothing for eternity. As a way to console myself. Anyway, you can see the video to see the proper energy of that, because I was distracted while I was saying it, because somebody sent me a hilarious message about when they saw that, a really funny story. So I've been looking for it because I'm going to share it. Right, I'm not going to say her name, but after she saw that story, she said she was on a weekend away with the girls, and with her 81-year-old nan started to talk about when she's gone. To which an aunt of this woman asked her what sign we should look out for when she's around. She said she'll be happy to be able to look down on us all. And my auntie said, I hope you won't be looking when we are having sex. And my nan then said, she hopes she'll still be having sex in heaven. And we all laughed, to which my aunt turned to me and said, your nanny will be having sex when she's dead and you still won't be getting any. Which I thought was pretty funny, you know?
That is so funny. That's sweet.
A nice bit of feedback. So that's the whole thing. You know, your mom dies and it's sad, but there's humor. There's humor in everything.
Yeah.
And so anyway, long story short, it has become a part of my show and here we are. So how have you been, Katie? Because I haven't talked to you in weeks because I went on a solo run and talked about my mom dying on one of our episodes. And then I just handed over to you putting up our episode with Sarah. So how have you been?
I don't know. I've been fine. Just was traveling, came back from San Francisco, and yeah, literally got back like a day before you came to New York, and then was just straight back into work. But yeah, no, your episode was amazing. I loved it. Oh my god. And then Sarah Eccles' episode, she's so great. She's so interesting, such a nice woman for having us up, so that was interesting as well. And yeah, that's really it. That's great though that you have all that stuff now in your show and that you're sharing it and opening up about it. So a lot of people couldn't do that for a long time. So
you got a good story from somebody about after they listened to the jealousy stuff,
right? Oh, I
did.
Yeah. So this lady reached out to us saying kind of she really liked the jealousy episode. She said that she's found herself dealing with someone else's jealousy. So, and she's not even in the relationship. So she said, I bought tickets for Sunrise Kayak on Sydney Harbour. Oh, she's out there in Australia with you. Anyway.
Oh, she's out in Australia.
Yeah, other parts.
I hope she's going to come to the show.
Yeah, she's going to fly over to...
Melbourne. I'm doing Sydney.
Feck, yeah. Oh, then she will. She also said at the end, Fuck KLM, by the way.
Oh, that's right. That's related to my issues with KLM.
Yeah. But so she said she bought tickets for Sunrise Kayak on Sydney Harbour with my very, very platonic male friend of 22 years.
And 22 years, my God.
When she sent this email, it was the day before she was meant to be going, and the plans were dislodged by his new girlfriend not wanting me to stay in his spare room to make the early rise and kayak easier for me. His apartment is 2 minutes away from the venue. All three of us were supposed to go for dinner tonight, but apparently that's off too. I'm now going kayaking with my sister, and I'm not refunding the ticket money as an inconvenience, and I've taken a fence fee. I'm not okay with a lot of this. I'm very much about women supporting women, not so much watch out for fun and friendly single women. They'll steal your boyfriend, husband. I hope it works out for my male friend or the lady. And then she just says how she'll be there for him no matter way. But yeah, she's just a bit upset about it. But yeah, that's odd.
Very interesting.
It is very interesting.
I mean, in my opinion, that's too far.
Oh, I completely agree. If anything, like if someone was like telling me that I couldn't hang around with my friend, and even if it was a platonic friend, and if they kept pushing it, I'd be like, should I fancy my friend? Maybe I should be with my friend. Like,
No, but I would question what type of, you know, what type of person that is. Because, I mean, it's a genuine platonic friendship for 22 years. You can't be uncomfortable with that. It's not fair.
No,
but it's really a problem with the guy, you know, also in that he was afraid to put the foot down because he was afraid of losing this new woman, which is unfortunate because why does suddenly the new girlfriend trump the friendship?
No, exactly. And as well, look, if this is new, it's not going to stop there. That's controlling issues.
Oh, yeah, that's straight up control. I mean, that woman has that, you know.
I don't think
that's male or female, but that's the female way that it gets expressed right there.
Yeah. Like I had a friend, a best male friend, and he is like one of my best male friends, but his girlfriend got very jealous of our relationship recently enough. And I told him to tell her the reason why we're friends is because there's no sexual attraction and that there's no, if we were going to be together, we would have been together a long time ago. And he said that to her, but then she got jealous over like co-workers and lots of other people. So
yeah, I mean, some people have the jealousy thing, you know.
Yeah, it's so, it's,
but you know, I mean, listen, you know, I mean, I can understand that people would be concerned about going away or something, you know, but I mean, a lot of it does come down to trust. But if it's a 22-year-old friendship, I mean, come on, like, you just have to, it's literally the same as, you know, going away with the lads.
Yeah, exactly.
In my opinion.
I completely agree. No.
You know, like I had a weird one where, not that long ago, actually. And I mean, essentially all from the same source. All my stories about women doing like weird shit to try to make me jealous all come from this one woman who I've mentioned before. But anyway, it was at a semi-serious part of our relationship, and she was going off to do something related to her work, and she told me about this like not that big friend, you know, just like an acquaintance that she chats to from time to time, and they hadn't seen each other for a while, and she was like, oh yeah, he's gonna come with me to do the thing, and I was like, you know, didn't really care, but it was like a little bit on the strange side, but I was like, are you guys going to, you're sharing the same room? And she was like, yeah, you know, it's just more practical that way. And I was like, oh, right. So again, I was in the zone of like, I mean, really the stage of our relationship that we're at, I don't need to know about other aspects of your life because we're not quote unquote exclusive. But if you're going to be sharing a room with a guy, I'd really rather not know. Like, I do still think it's strange that you're telling me that. You know, and I was just like, I mean, you don't know that guy. You don't know this guy that well. You don't think that telling him that he can come and that you guys are going to share a room is going to give him the idea that tonight's the night where he's finally going to seal the deal? Because odds on, if he's pursuing you, you're only acquaintances. Like, odds on, he's pursuing you. She was like, no, that's not the way it is. I was like, okay, fine. I mean, if you're absolutely confident that's not the way it is, then, you know, then go for it. I mean, I'm just going to like not get into it with you. But what makes you so confident that that's not what's going on? I mean, because I can promise you, if it was me, I'd be thinking tonight's the night that it's going to go down. Why the fuck else would you be sharing a room with a guy you don't know that well?
Yeah, you're also.
What do you think about that?
Oh, I think you're just putting yourself into, like, I never want to put myself into an uncomfortable situation. Like, yeah, I think if it's just an acquaintance, it's totally different if it's a friend you've known for a few years and you know that those boundaries have been established. But I remember it's something similar to what you're saying, but I was away and there was a few of us sharing a house, but I was meant to be sleeping on the couch, but one of the other guys sleeping on the couch was snoring way too loud, so I couldn't sleep, so I slept in the bathroom. But the next day, one of the guys said, why didn't you come in and get into bed beside me? But he has like a long-term girlfriend. And I was like, because that is extremely inappropriate. And he was like, no, it's fine. And I was like, why would I put both of us in that situation? No, I think, yeah, no, I would feel uncomfortable if I were you, and I would feel uncomfortable if I were her. It sounds like she was being
naive. I mean, you know, she canceled it after that conversation. But, you know, I just like, I don't know if this girl was like super fucking, I mean, she's super smart. In, you know, her profession and everything requires like essentially the highest level of intelligence and aptitude in certain areas. But in terms of her, like the stuff she used to say, it's like so stupid. Anyway, of course she canceled it the minute I brought it up, because he was like, yeah, you're probably right. It would give him the wrong message. I was like, hello. Like, yeah. I really go with the flow with so many things. But how the fuck can you not have realized in advance of me mentioning it to you that telling a guy that you don't hang out with that much, that he's going to go away with you and you're going to stay in the same room, doesn't give him the message that it's probably going to go down?
And I'm sorry, for the extra, whatever, $80 to get a different room, or I don't know how much the room is, but, you know, just for the peace of mind. And why would you want to share a room? Like, yeah, okay, no. I'm definitely on the your side with that.
But in terms of this kayaking thing, I do think that's very unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, you know? 22 years. You're sure that's ridiculous? Sure, if they were going to...
And it was planned in advance, too. And then she's like, no, you can't do that.
And the three of them were meant to go for dinner as well. So it's not like they're doing anything behind her back. Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no, she's going to be a problem, that one.
Definitely. He's going to lose all his friends, or that's going to be... But it's like... Yeah, I guess when you were saying kind of about the guy, I think people can be a little bit blinded by love and sex. And when you're kind of in it, you're like, do you know, maybe he just hadn't had a girlfriend in a really long time, or hasn't been having sex in a really long time. So he's being like extra accommodating right now, which is unfortunate.
Of course, yeah. And you get sucked into that energy. And then, you know, it's just very easy to get into that strange dynamic where one person is doing all the appeasement to keep the other person happy, you know?
Yeah.
And it's very hard to get happy. An even flow.
Yeah.
Very hard to get an even flow, you know, and I think we've all been there, you know, where I think we've all been on both sides too, a situation where you feel like somebody's pushing really hard to keep you happy, and then a situation where you're pushing hard to keep somebody else happy.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's hard to spot it early. I mean, it's easy for objective observers to spot it early, but it's not like you're going to listen, or even if you listen, you're gonna pretend that's not the case if your happiness has become quickly entangled in somebody else's mood, you know?
And let's say with the girl who was the girl you were seeing, but you said you weren't exclusive, if you would have found out about that a few months later when you were together, would you have been annoyed if she had have shared a bedroom and not told you? Or would you have been like, do you know what?
I wouldn't have cared, because at the time it was just like irrelevant, you know? Like,
yeah,
if our relationship had evolved... Yeah. If our relationship had evolved beyond that point, and then later on she decided to tell me, I'd still wonder why the fuck she was telling me. But I'd just be like, all right, yeah. Because, of course, I was, you know, like I was, we weren't exclusive. I was seeing other people at the time, too, you know?
Yeah.
She was the one that was resisting getting exclusive. I've mentioned her before. But she was the one that resisting it anyway. I was seeing other people, but I wasn't telling her.
Yeah, that's, you know, where I think it's really important as well. Like, there's a need to know basis. My dad always says that what I don't know won't hurt me. And I think that's true as well. Like, if you're not exclusive, you don't need to be. It's like they're covering all, but you don't. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's even weird that she even discussed it with you.
Yeah, but she did it numerous times. Like, she liked dropping her liaisons with other guys onto me, you know?
Yeah.
And that was like her bag. And we've, you know, we talked about that before, and that's fine. You know, that was, in my opinion, a little bit of emotional immaturity on her behalf, which I can understand, because she dedicated her entire life to education. And I think she missed out on a lot of the understanding of the scruples between men and women. So to me, to a degree, there was a certain adolescence with the way that she interacted with me, which was totally fine. But in the end, I lost my patience and I just kind of was like, nah, if you're not going to get into this properly, like I can't be bothered with all this other nonsense, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of the great things about getting older. You have no fucking tolerance.
Focus.
You fucking lose your patience real quick, you know?
That's
which
so
can
funny.
Be, which can be to your advantage sometimes, you know?
I do, like, I know I'm only 28, but I do feel like what I put up with at 21, 22, 23 is completely different now. And I feel like the older I'll get, the less tolerant I'll be.
And the earlier and earlier you leave, you know, like, that's the kind of joke I say with my brother sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, when you're 25 and you meet some like hot girl in a nightclub and she's clearly into it, but like she wants to stay and be with her friends and, you know, you have to fucking hang around all night to fucking like get her out of the club, you know? So you're like 4 a.m. finally like, let's go. You know, fucking when you're older and still single as I am, you know, it's like fucking midnight. It's like, hey, let's go. It's like, no, I'm going to hang up my friends. It's like, all right, that's my number. Give me a call. We'll go for dinner during the week. Yeah.
That's so true. That's so funny.
I actually had that recently. I was in a nightclub and in Cork and met very attractive younger woman, but fucking super hot. Like, there's just no way around it. She was just like super, super hot, like drop everything type of a lady. And I was like, listen, I gotta go. I was like, listen, I gotta go. But you know, you're really, you know, you're, I'd love to meet you again, you know? So she gave me her number and then I texted and I was like, hey, nice to meet you. But it turns out she was going away. She was actually just about to emigrate from Ireland. And she was like, you should have hung out that night. And I was like, yeah, I know. You know, there would have been a time I would have. But sorry, I had a really important show the next night. And, you know, I just couldn't. You know, like I literally wish that I could. But at this stage of my life, I just can't. You know, God forgive me, but I just cannot
hang around
on the hope of it going down, you know?
No, I'm 28 and I don't stay out past like 1 a.m. now, 2 a.m. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. I also won't give out my number to a guy when I was like going out to nightclubs and kind of hoping for the kiss. I wouldn't if they came up to me after 2 a.m. because nothing good happens after 2 a.m. So ridiculous.
Oh, you had a after 2 a.m. rule, don't do it?
Yeah, because I'm at the point the past few years where I was like, oh, I didn't want to necessarily hook up with someone on the first night. So if they come up past 2 a.m. I'm like, nah, they just want to hook up. But if they ask me before, I'm like, oh, might end up going for dinner, so I'll give my number or like talk to them for a bit. But after 2, I'm like, nah, get away from me. That's my rule.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a good idea to just give the number. I mean, it's all well and good, like whatever, if you want to get up to something on the night. But in general, I always think it's better to just get the number and hook up. You know, most of the time, I would always prefer to arrange a date in the future. Like, drunken liaisons are just well past my interest. Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes you have these immediate moments of passion, or you connect with somebody and they just want to go and hang out with you, and that's great and all, but it's very rare.
Yeah, no, I stopped that like at 25. I was like, I can't be dealing, or 26 or 24 or something. I don't know anyway, but a few years ago, I can't. Oh, no, I hate that. A thought of hooking up drunk is like my nightmare.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just, I'm not going to enjoy it. That's just a personal thing for me. I feel, yeah, I don't even get that drunk anymore anyway, so there you go.
That's good.
Yeah.
The evolution of Katie.
Yeah. I'm responsible.
So you got an interesting suggestion, which I thought would be a good topic to talk about, because actually we haven't done like a sexual ep for a couple of episodes.
But can I tell you something really quickly?
What?
Because I just got an email back from that woman as she's after saying what happened with a friend. Can I read it?
Oh, it literally came in as we were.
Just came in.
Wow. It's almost like we have a production staff.
This is amazing. Okay. As an epilogue, all's well with my friend. I'm too old at 41 to be having friends who can't hash it out with. I'm not sure how long his new girlfriend will last, though. We'll see. I reckon for me, in any relationship, sexual, friendship, family mostly, even colleagues, if I can reflect and feel my own heart feelings, communicate it respectfully and sensitively. Oh, I said that word wrong. Listen with empathy to the other person. It's real and ends up all grand. unless you're an ex-husband. Have a great week.
So sorry. What happened?
I think basically what she's saying, she communicated to him and they've kind of sorted it out. They're still friends. He's still going to date the girlfriend, but the girlfriend has kind of gotten over it for now. They didn't go kayaking, but they're back being friends.
Oh, so everybody's friends.
Yeah, for the moment. Dun, dun,
well, that
dun.
Worked out. But she's 41.
41, yeah.
God, 41 and this girlfriend wouldn't... My God, how old is he?
Well, I presume he's the same age if they've known each other for 22 years, but she didn't say.
Wow.
But like, who knows how old the girlfriend is. Maybe she's some like... hot young 28-year-old.
Wow, that's amazing.
But at least they're friends. And at least she communicated that she was upset. That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah, you got to communicate it. Otherwise, it just becomes a barrier between you.
Absolutely. You just got to even, yeah. No, so, but yeah, she sent in a suggestion saying that she'd love for us to talk about, long distance or, yeah. And then someone else said something about phone sex, so... Phone sex.
Oh, that wasn't her. I thought that was also her suggestion.
Hers was sex and long distance relationships.
Oh, sex and long distance relationships, right.
Yeah,
which got me thinking about phone sex. So I asked you, I said, let's do an episode about phone sex. And then you said...
I've never had phone sex.
So you've never had any phone sex, you've never had any cyber sex. Have you ever done any sexting?
No, I have. Let me see. What I've done is when I lived in Chicago years ago, I sent like, you know, a slight nude, but which isn't really a nude because I had my boobs covered. And then recently when I was in San Francisco, I sent like a hot pic in my underwear. But, you know, I still have my underwear. So really that could be just like a bikini photo. So, yeah, no.
Wow, so you've never sexted.
No.
You've never really sent nudes. You've never had phone sex. So you've never like masturbated on the phone with somebody.
No, I've told someone I'm going to masturbate over them. That's about it.
Right.
Yeah. God, I'm very boring.
Well, how's that? I know that you're not talking about it, which is totally fine, but how's that other thing going?
The other thing?
The guy, you know, the stuff that was brewing up.
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, that's good. Okay, great. Okay, fine. I was just wondering. So, yeah. So that's interesting. So you've never had a long distance relationship then, no?
I was seeing someone who lived in the Midwest, but like it wasn't.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it wasn't exclusive.
And no, I know. But when you guys were,
oh, do you know what I did?
You know.
I sent him a funny nude. Okay, this is ridiculous. God, I'm such a fucking arsehole. I sent him a nude where I was covered in tea bags because I thought it was funny. But yeah.
Oh, right. You were trying to be funny with him.
Yeah, I was kind of like, it was like when we'd have just kissed and he moved back. So we weren't like at sending, like we hadn't had sex or anything. And I was just like, sent him. I had been working on this anyway as a thing I was doing. So I sent it to him. It was like hot, but it was like weird. But yeah, no.
Did he laugh?
Yeah, and he said that it was hot.
So he sent you like a crying laughing emoji and then like a hearts coming out of his eye emoji?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It was hot.
So have you had curiosities about phones, like what?
Cause, well, I've asked my current man to send me stuff, but he won't. So, just because I feel more comfortable. I don't know what this year is about for me. I'm getting so much more sexy, but I like sent him bra and underwear, and then he didn't send me anything back. And I was like, why didn't you send me stuff back? And then I was like, you should send me a video of you masturbating, but he didn't.
Oh, you requested a video of him masturbating.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know. That's probably, I'm sure there's, like, sexier ways to do that stuff. But guys have never sent me stuff, do you know? An ex-boyfriend from Ireland once, like, for a laugh, sent me a dick pic, but it wasn't, like, a sexy one. And then once I got, like, a dick pic sent to me by accident, it wasn't for me. It was I think they were sending it to whoever had the phone number before me. It was so funny because they sent it to me and I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm not who you're looking for, because they said the name and they were like, oh, well, are you free? And I was like, you don't even know if I'm a woman or like, so, but yeah, so no, I haven't gotten anything or anyone even tried to kind of encourage that. Even the long distance guy, he wasn't like, you know, well, I guess, you know, by the time he came over and we'd had sex, we kind of ended it after that. So it never really developed into phone sex.
Yeah, I mean, I've had many long distance relationships. I mean, the my most serious relationship in my life, some of that was long distance, but she was very not into phone sex. And I mean, I didn't pressure her too much, but once or twice she did get annoyed at me because she felt like I was disappointed that she wouldn't do it. But it was just like a scenario where it felt like it was building up that way, but then she just wasn't comfortable with it, which was fine.
But how
even though if you look at a lot of the literature around long distance relationships suggests that it is one way to feel a little bit closer is to do that. But in every other situation where I've been in where it's sort of led up to doing that, well, you know, phone sex or sending stuff. I mean, I'm not a big fan of sending stuff just because I don't think it's that safe, you know, just because it's out there in cyberspace and you never know where stuff can end up. But just in terms of, I guess, just sexting and, you know, just anything where you can have a shared experience of pleasure that's with the two of you as opposed to looking at porn or something, like, I think it's kind of good if you're not together and you're looking to do something. But anyway, any other time I've been in that situation, it hasn't been a problem. What were you going to ask?
Oh, I was just going to ask, I wouldn't even know how to start it. Like, you say phone sex, so you pick up the phone and you're like, hello.
Well, but obviously it really depends. Listen, I've had phone sex with like people, like strangers, you know, like, well, you know, people I haven't met or like, you know, just...
I guess but you have to be descriptive, do you? I guess, because, you know, sometimes people...
Oh, you don't know how to have phone sex?
Yeah, I don't even talk during sex.
You've never talked dirty?
No, I'm just like, yeah. Yes, I like that. And I say their name.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't... I'm not going to have phone sex with you over the phone. But no, but I mean, so you've never once sent a text being like, you know, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to feel your body against mine, or just something gentle like that. You've never once said that.
Oh, yeah, no, I've done that. I've been like, yeah, I was like, you know, like, oh, thinking about you banging me in the kitchen or something.
So that's sexting.
Okay, I did that last night. Oh, I sexted last night. Hey.
Jesus Christ. We always end up in a situation where you realize you've done the thing you said you haven't done.
Yeah, but I guess to me, sexting is like where you build it up to where you're like touching yourself and they're like, yeah, I'm touching my hard cock. Ugh. And I'm like, yeah, I'm touching my clit. I don't know. See, I can't even do it. I wouldn't even have the words.
Yeah, well, that's because we're not doing it now. We're talking about it.
Okay.
You know, you got to be in that mood. You know, because it sounds stupid when you say it like that. But obviously, people that, like sexting can be hot, you know? I mean, obviously, when you go like, yeah, I'm touched by a hard cock, you know, that's like, that's the jokey version. That's totally fine.
No,
and it feels
a
bit embarrassing. Like, it feels embarrassing in a context of where you sort of put it into that, you know, when you frame it that way.
No, true. That's a really
good
point.
But when you're in the heat of passion, it can be hot. Like, most people that on the phone most people who are listening have been in a situation where, well, I think a lot of them, at least once in their life, they've been in a situation where, you know, it's been hot to sort of sext. But when you sent that, that's sexting. I mean, it didn't continue, but that is sexting.
No.
You don't have to masturbate while you're sexting.
Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, then I have. Okay, yes, no, you're right. And I think, yeah, no, and I do, I would actually be excited to phone sex. But yeah, I guess it's just like getting comfortable and being in the mood. No, you're right. I'm going to do it. Next time I go away, I'm going to call and I'm going to be like, hey.
No. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it's also kind of like a natural thing, you know, like, you know, where it starts to build up, but like it is the super intense stuff. I mean, I'm not comfortable FaceTiming and masturbating because if I was when I say a normal guy, I'm not suggesting that I'm like mega famous, but at the same time, It's hard to trust. Obviously, I've done it when I've been in like relationships, and been away. I've done it a bit, but even still, I just, the video thing just freaks me out. You know?
That's totally understandable. No, completely. There was a girl, back home. But anyway, yeah, she had sent out a video to a boyfriend and he sent it around to the whole place. And it was just, was traumatizing for me. I wasn't even the person who did it. So yeah, you have to have a huge amount of trust. Absolutely. And then, with the Skype stuff, I don't know if you know her, but Maria Wojciechowski has a great joke about she was in a long distance relationship with a guy, so they would Skype, have Skype sex, but then one time the Skype froze and it was just like her kind of touching herself, but like her coming face, and she was like, well, that wasn't attractive for anybody. But
yeah, I mean, there's loads of funny things that can happen when you're Skyping, but like it is hot. So go on, you say how do you start it? That was one of your questions.
Yes,
how do you start it? So, there's two scenarios. There's the, we're in a relationship for a long time and we just want to have a bit of fun. So that's easy to start because you're in a relationship. So you just fucking start it the way. How do you initiate sex when you're together? It just kind of begins,
Yeah.
But there is also the scenario where sometimes people find it fun to sext or, Skype or just talk on the phone. I mean, it's kind of generational, really. Well, I say phone sex because at the beginning of me having phone sex, the only thing you could do was talk on the phone. There was no video or sending messages. So phone sex is almost like a term as a hangover from a bygone era, really. But a lot of people are still not comfortable with the FaceTiming part, but they will talk on the phone. But that can happen with somebody who you haven't actually met yet. Or some people are into it just with strangers. I mean, guys will do it with anybody, really. But I also think that, I've encountered women in my life that you meet either like early on Tinder. But really, to be honest, when I was doing this, it was pre-Tinder. But you might meet online, like on Facebook or Twitter or some other scenario. And you start messaging. You don't really know them. But it escalates into phone sex. And I guess for some people, that's hotter than porn. Or perhaps some women aren't into porn, but they like the sort of sensation of having phone sex with a stranger. So those are, or even phone sex with somebody who they don't know that well yet. And it's just kind of like a turn on thing,
Yeah.
But you've never, you haven't done any of that, which you're not into, which is totally fine.
Yeah, I've had people message me on Tinder and been like, try to go into that when I was on it. And I was like, Jesus, no, I don't know yet. I would have to know.
Well, I think my understanding, despite not being a woman, is that some guys do try to initiate that pretty quick. I mean, I never try to initiate it, but just.
So when I said before.
I have. What? Go ahead.
Well, just when I said before, I've had strangers initiate it, but not I haven't had partners ever initiate it. And then I travel a lot as well, so I've never had ones. But yeah, but I guess they have sexted now that you've explained it to me.
But, I think, yeah, there's something kind of seedy. Well, there's something kind of a little bit sort of fucked up with the guys that just hey, do you want to have phone sex? With the stranger. But then in saying that, over the years, I've had people try to, ramp it up with me pretty quick. Like a woman will clearly just want to have phone sex with me. But that's a little bit weird because a lot of times it's because they know who I am from what I do. And it's very rare that I will indulge in that unless, we start having a conversation on the phone and it's a bit of crack. But I would have never, I mean, this is really more years ago, to be honest. This is early days of MySpace, to be honest. But I will always make sure that they're a real person because I have had scenarios where I've caught people trying to catfish many times, actually, a lot.
Yeah, the catfishing thing is really scary. That happened to a friend of mine, and it's so funny how they were doing that. They catfished. She's gorgeous. And they were using her picture and they were sexing people. And she then started to call it my friend, who's not the person, the real person went to college.
Sorry. Start again, because I don't know who's who now in
okay,
your story.
Sorry, I got confused. So my friend, let's call her Joanne. Joanne got someone took her profile info and her pictures. She's beautiful. And then set up a Facebook account as her and then added these guys and started to sex them. And
yes, so she wasn't catfish. She was somebody was using her picture to catfish other people.
Oh, yes. Sorry. She was the cat or the fish.
She had her identity. Yeah. So they were using her picture to catfish other guys.
And then she started at college. So this was when she was younger. She started at college and she was in class and some guy came up and was like, "Oh my God, I got to meet you in the flesh." And she was like, "What?" And then that's how she found out. He showed her the messages and he was like, "Oh my God, I thought this was you." And it wasn't her at all. So yeah, really fucked up.
Yeah, well, that's happened to, like, I've caught so many people out doing that. So you have to be careful about that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hilarious when you catch them out, you know? It happens on Snapchat, happens on Facebook. You know, there's been loads of accounts over the years, you know? There's a couple of times, like, you know, girls I followed on Facebook, like, for years, and then suddenly you find out, holy shit, they've been a catfish the whole time.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Yeah, there's been a few...
Yeah, someone stole my identity as well, but we got it down pretty quickly, so it wasn't too bad. They were just trying to get people to donate money to some weird charity thing. My catfish was trying to do good, but...
No, it was that they were trying to do fraud.
Oh, fraud, yeah.
Actually, yeah, I don't think it was good. Okay. I think they were trying to get the money, pretend it was for charity, and rob it.
Oh, okay, yeah, so, yeah.
Most likely.
But it wasn't sexy stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say something there about the...
Oh,
yeah. I always think that it's probably a guy, actually.
This time it wasn't. It was a girl. They found out who it was.
They found the girl that took your friend's identity?
Yeah. They found out who it was. It was... she was like a troubled girl. So my friend is like super sweet. And she was like, just told her not to do it anymore. And my friend's pretty chill. So she kind of just was like, look, what's done is done. I'm not going to give her too much of a hard time about it. I was like, all right.
So what other questions do you have around this area of phone sex?
Do you know what? Do you know what I have a question about? So, you know, for like guys send dick pics, right? Do girls or have girls ever sent you, or would that be hot for like vagina pics? You never hear about vagina pics.
Well, when you say you don't hear about vagina pics, what you mean is women aren't as inclined to send unsolicited vagina pics.
We should start doing that.
So the dick pics, really the dick pics that you're hearing about are really unsolicited dick pics. That's the majority of what people talk about. But obviously the wanted or requested dick pic would be probably sent in somewhat equal ratio to the requested vagina pic.
But do you guys think that's a thing, though. That is, it would never have occurred to me to take a picture of my vagina and send it to someone.
Well, of course it's a thing, but usually, it would usually come in the capacity of the sexting has escalated to the point where both of you are probably masturbating, so she wants to send you a pic of what she's doing to herself.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you will get that, or you'll get a video of, like, you know, you'll get a video on Snapchat of them, you know, playing with their clit or whatever. Or sometimes somebody might send you a video of like the vibrator they're using or something.
Oh, and then if there's no face, sure, then it's grand. They can't really link it back to you.
But yeah, but that's common. So I mean, in terms of if you're sexting and you want, you know, you know that you're both masturbating, or even sometimes, well, I don't like taking a video of me masturbating. I don't really like sending dick pics or anything like that. However, obviously I find it sexy if she's sending me something. And I've definitely been with women over the years that they clearly get off on sending it to you, in the sense that I might be just like fucking on a train and they'll be messaging me saying like, oh, you know, I'm touching myself right now, and then like send a video, and it obviously turns them on to do that and to send it to you. And obviously, you know, for you to react, you know, and it's like, you know, whatever, like, oh my God, you're driving me crazy on this bus. And, you know, you send back whatever you send in terms of like texts, or, you know, or like call them straight away and, you know, like,
oh no,
help them along.
That's so hot. That's why I sent my guy the, but it was only brown underwear, but it's because I knew he was like in a meeting. So I sent it because I thought it was funny. But it was like also hot. I was like, oh, he's going to look at that now and be like, oh, getting turned on. What is that work?
Yeah. Well, you know, so I think that's a turn on for a lot of women, actually.
Yeah.
And sometimes it is like that. Both of you are at work or both of you are doing your own thing, but you're just thinking about each other and then you're just sending a few sort of, you know, a few sexy texts or a few sort of like, you know, saucy texts to you know, to get each other in the mood for the future. I mean, sometimes it's just a bit of titillation. Like, it doesn't always have to be mutual masturbation. But in answer to your question, yes, women can send vagina pics. Although, similar to dick pics, you know, the way some women are just like, whoa, there's this fucking dick all of a sudden in my face. Similar to dick pics, it really is more of like a certain mood. Because like, a vagina pic in the wrong context can really just be a bit sort of, you know, a bit too much like anatomy.
Okay, you're at the dentist and you look at your phone and a vagina pops up.
Well, no, but also that it's just, you know, like in the wrong context, it's just like not hot to just suddenly see a vagina, you know?
Yeah.
You have to be in like a certain mood. Although I don't think I've ever been sent a pic that I've never been sent a vagina pic that I've just been like, whoa, what the fuck, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. And often it's more inclined to be like women. Like, I think women are like actually have their, they often have a much clearer desire of what's erotic for them. And they send pics based on their own version of eroticism. And they are often correct that like a subtlety or a sort of an element of things being hidden, but suggested are quite sexy. And, you know, so like when you send the bra and underwear, that's probably sexier than just you with your legs open, fucking with your finger in your vagina. You know?
Yeah, no, I think so.
But it really depends on the scenario, and it depends on the guy. And
it depends on the guy.
Again, each to their own.
If I sent this guy, if I had to send him like my vagina while he was at work, I don't think he would have appreciated that. Plus, I'd probably never. Yeah, I think for me as well, like, I'm comfortable with my body and all. And I can walk around naked in front of my partners. Any of that stuff, that's grand. Like, I don't have any issues. I don't care. Lights on, whatever. But I don't want a physical image remembrance of it because, I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't want the physical of the actual vagina. But just because it's like, I think your memory is nicer than...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, that's all well and good. But I mean, since we're talking about phone sex and everything, I mean, we're talking about this area.
Yeah, no,
it definitely works. Like, it definitely works in terms of, it can be a major turn on and it can be super fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look,
any other questions?
With strangers, relationship. Did you find the relationship ones were better?
I'm comfortable in every scenario, just for the record. there's no issue around comfortability. No, I mean, there's pros and cons for both. I mean, well, no, sorry, there's no cons in either. But obviously there's a certain sort of, dirtiness or like an underground feel to sort of having phone sex with somebody who you don't really know. You know, there's just something kind of a bit wild about that, and that is fun. But it's a wildness, almost like the excitement of a one-night stand without any of the negative repercussions of a one-night stand in terms of like the way you would feel afterwards, particularly for the woman, you know.
Yeah.
So there is a certain excitement with that is fun. But you know, it's I haven't had phone sex with strangers that often, you know, but in my life, when it's happened, it is fun. And I think, guys will have phone sex easier than a woman would. But I think the women that are into that sort of having phone sex with a guy they don't really know, I think it is like a kink of theirs, you know, like a thing that they enjoy, a thing that gets them off. Because I've certainly had some women sort of, you know, escalate that fairly fast. And that's clearly why they've messaged you, or that's clearly why they've begun to initiate some sort of chat, is because they get off on talking dirty to somebody that they don't really know. So.
And do you just talk?
So that's exciting.
Do you just talk like? But, I guess you talk dirty, as in like what you would do to each other if you were together, to kind of make that fantasy. Is that kind of?
Yeah. You're literally talking about what you're going to do to each other. That's how you do it. And obviously, you have to get a feel for the. Just like in real sex, you know, you have to get a feel for the type of thing that they're into. You know, you have to sort of try to make sense, you know, get clues from them. You know, if they want it to really be like a slow build up, or, you know, if they really just like talking about, you know, like just going for the just, you know, your fucking cock inside me type conversations quick. You know, you have to get a feel for that, you know, in a relationship. And if you're in a relationship, it's really more about if you're away for a long time. Like, I think it's something to do if you're in a long distance relationship. And I you know, I guess a lot of that has to, I think that is very much a case of, it's really just like a mutual masturbation thing where you're trying to have a shared moment together, despite your distance. So it can be fun, but I don't think it's as common, you know. I think a lot of times nowadays, for people that are into phone sex, it's kind of a thing that you would do early on in a relationship, kind of in that sort of that phase of uncontrollable sexual desire for each other, you know, the honeymoon period, or even before that. I mean, I have a joke in my show about how if you're going to sext, never sext with somebody who you haven't already been with in real life, because if you haven't been with them in real life, you're going to have to live up to everything that you've written when the day comes that you actually are with them.
Yeah.
And I promise you, you're better in your head than you are in reality. And it's basically a routine about how, if you're like incredible as a sexter, you better be fucking incredible as a lover.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
You know, you better not be sexting stuff like, I'm going to take my massive fucking cock and I'm going to shove it inside your pussy. You can fucking take all my cock. And then you show up with your very average penis and they're going to be disappointed, you know?
Well, this is the thing, is that I always find like when I'm about to come, I need everybody to be quiet and kind of just let me get there in my head. So I'd have to be on the phone and be like, okay, we're talking. Okay, I need you to stop for a second.
Well, you don't know, you know?
Have to see. Exactly, yeah. It might be different.
Well, no, but you know, but I mean, a lot of times with phone sex, in fairness, as it gets to the more intense phase, and sometimes, honestly, sometimes the sexiness of it isn't the talking. It's actually the breathing and just the sense of listening to her getting herself off, you know?
Yeah.
And it really, some women really need you to talk to get them there. And then some of them just need you to listen to that. You know, just like, they just need to know that you're, a lot of times it's not even about what you're going to do to each other. It's just sexy to them to think that you're fucking hard as fuck and you're jerking off while they're fucking touching themselves. And just the reminder of that every 30 seconds or 60 seconds is what they need, because they're just away at themselves in their own imagination, but they're listening to your breathing, or they're listening to your desire for them on the phone, you know, whatever, or via, you know, on Skype, like on video, you know, that it's just a hotness to the fact that you're doing that together, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand. No, that does sound hot.
And obviously, listening to somebody come is very hot.
Oh yeah,
on the phone. So those are the hot things about it. Obviously, when you're Skyping or you're FaceTiming, the visual is hot too. Although the video, like the shot, is never amazing anyway. You know, and then you can't do stupid shit like Joel Bamet got fucking busted with, fucking, you know, masturbating on fucking FaceTime. And then the videos are all over the internet. Like, you can go online now and look at fucking Joel Dommett's cock.
Who's,
you know?
Joel Dommett?
Joel Dommett's a comic from the UK.
Oh,
okay. He's pretty well known. Very attractive guy, actually. Totally ripped. But unfortunately, he got catfished, and now his business is online, you know?
Jeez.
And so you got to be careful about that. Now, mind you, he's nothing to be ashamed of. I promise you. Everything about him is worth putting out there.
Yeah.
You know, he's advertising himself very well.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it's still very embarrassing, you know. Although it hasn't hurt his career in any way, I would imagine he would prefer that stuff isn't up there, you know?
I kind of thought
you got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Sorry. Well, just because when it's like that, when it's like your physical cock or your physical vagina, but if it's like just like a little like slight nude and you're like looking well, then you're like, ah, oh, fuck it. I don't care if people see.
I know. No, this is him jerking off. Oh, like this is,
that's very
video.
Private.
Yeah. Whoa, oh, no. Video, it's except it's very private.
Yeah.
And, you know, but obviously, you know, he was talking to somebody and escalated to that. And it is hot, you know, but unfortunately he was being catfished, or I mean, certainly he was. It was unfortunate for him what happened to him. But anyway, some people are more into the visual. Some people are more into the audio. It really depends on the individual, you know, and it depends how comfortable they are being in front of the camera. You know, there's loads of variables, you know. And some people are just into the texting, and that's, again, it's like all total variations on all that, you know?
Yeah.
So another thing that really you're gonna have to try, see if you're into it.
Is the phone sex?
Yeah, is the topic that we're talking about.
I think I'm a little sick today, to be honest with you. I think that's why I slept for 14 hours. Like, this whole conversation,
you're not feeling well?
No, I feel a little out of it, actually, to be honest. I think I'm after catching something. So if there's any heavy breathing listeners, that's just me, disintegrating over here in New York City. But
she has a chest infection. She's not turned on.
Yeah, my eyes are burning. Oh, my God. I'm not turned on over here. That is so funny. I could be like, Jesus, Katie.
I don't think. I mean, by the way, there was no sense of that.
Heavy reading? Oh no, yeah, no. I've been like putting the microphone away every couple of seconds just to breathe. I think I'm after catching something. But I want to do. I will do it. I want. And I've been getting kind of like, this podcast is great because it's making me bolder. I got called nasty yesterday, and I was like, yeah, yeah. It's like, just making me more comfortable. It's fun. But yeah, I'm gonna do phone sex. I'm excited. Sure, why not? Like you said, it's all just fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of people have been doing it, and I'm sure there's plenty of listeners that would never do it, and that's totally fine. But I always feel like, you know, I feel like people that are listening to this podcast are probably either into it or want to be, you know, in that it is really a podcast to make people comfortable with their kinks. And I mean, we do need to definitely do more stuff about sort of sex within relationships. Which I've definitely gotten a number of messages about, but we will. But this is a neutral topic in the sense that this can be when you're in relationships or not, you know.
Yeah.
And perhaps, I don't know. I did get a message from a therapist that sort of focuses on sexual issues in Ireland, who is willing to be a guest on our show. But I would assume that this could be a solution to some people who are either struggling with sex, or that it's become a bit flat, that perhaps phone sex would be a way to maybe create a scenario where you can be a little more honest about your desires, you know, in that when you're really turned on, but you're not next to each other, that perhaps you can find a way to sort of express things that you would be into that perhaps you're afraid to bring up in reality, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like a safe space to say, oh yeah, I'd love whatever, you know, whatever thing that you might be into that you're afraid to, bring into the relationship. You could bring it up on the phone.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to say, because the thing is, well, we travel a lot as well. So phone sex is a good option.
Absolutely. You know, if it can help the relationship, I mean, it's not always the thing. I mean, it should be important to say that if somebody's not comfortable with phone sex, they shouldn't feel bad about not being comfortable with phone sex. That's the last thing you want, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if they're not comfortable with phone sex because they think they wouldn't be, it would be unfortunate if they were afraid to try, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that would be my only thing about that is this something that you've tried and you're really uncomfortable with? Then fine. But is it something that you think you're going to be uncomfortable with, or if you think that there's something wrong with it, you know, I would suggest trying to break through that and give it a go, you know?
Yeah.
Because it may be maybe something that you're into, you know?
Well, the thing is, like, once, or what I've been finding recently enough, once you do it, then it, you get more comfortable. Like, you have to kind of do it first. And then,
well, yeah, you definitely have to do it, and you have to be, yeah, you have to be into it, you know? And I'm sure plenty of our listeners will call in with their phone sex stories or their sexting stories or their, you know, what type of pics that they like, you know? Can we add to people's enjoyment of sexual communication via all areas of technology in a safe and intimate way? Because obviously there is a big problem with people sharing stuff on WhatsApp and all that. You know, that is a problem, you know?
Yeah. It is as well, like, when you find someone, so, like, you know, I guess I was doing the silly voice earlier on, but yeah, when you're really attracted to someone, then it's going to be like me wanting him to send me a video of him masturbating. I've never wanted that before, but I just find him so hot that I'm like, oh yeah, send it to me. So
yeah, and that is a big thing for him to do if he's not into it, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, no, I don't think he ever will.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of sending videos of me jerking off either, really.
No, he's not going to. Which is fine, absolutely fine. But
well, I mean, you know, that's a lot. We've been talking for over an hour. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I've been looking at it. An hour and 3 minutes.
So anyway, for all our listeners out there, you know, please continue. How has that email been going, Katie?
It's okay. We got a few, not a lot. So if people could email.
Contacttheshift@gmail.com?
Contacttheshift@gmail.com, yeah. Two were feedback. One was feedback to the sex toys, and one was the jealousy feedback. And
oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I just meant like for people to continue to.
Oh yeah, please
send their feedback.
People are still DMing, which is grand. Like DM as well, but yeah, no, it's a nice one to kind of send, especially if you want to send longer feedback.
Yes. Yeah. So DM us at Des Bishop.
At Katie Boyle.
At Katie Boyle Comic, and you know, we'll be back next week. Exactly what we're going to talk about next week, I'm not sure. I mean, we have some episodes in the can, but, you know, I felt like we should chat, considering that 2 weeks ago, or yeah, 2 weeks ago, I put up the one about my mom, and then last week we put up one that we had done earlier. I just felt like we should reconnect, you know?
Yeah. And I guess, well, yeah, no... Yeah, I don't know. I guess we've both, like, you know, this is nice now. Nice little chat. Nice little sex chat. Yeah.
Well, that's what it is. You know that, right? It's a sex podcast. Like, I always feel like you're sort of surprised that that's what we end up talking about. It's like, well, this is a sex podcast. Like, you know, I mean, we talk about dating too, but like probably at least 50% of the time we're talking about sex.
You know? Oh my God. Though. Oh God, that sounded so American. Oh, I need to go back to Ireland for a week. But I've gotten more friendly with Shauna's sex toy, and me and Shauna's sex toy are becoming more friends. So,
oh great. Well, have you tried any others, or are you just staying on that one?
No, I was by myself last night, and I've haven't been alone for a while, so I was like, ugh, I'm horny. And then I used her sex toy, but I used it differently, and I was like, oh, this is good. So, yeah.
Well, you should get a couple of others, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know I should. I will eventually. But
talk
I'm also
to the girls,
but
you
I'm
know?
Also
talk
in
to
that.
Fucking, talk to, you know, Kieran and all these lunatics. Fucking get some suggestions from them, you know?
Yeah, Karen would probably send me some mad stuff.
Yeah, they're all very open about it. So fucking, you know, get some suggestions from them.
They're great. Like I was, yeah.
Get them to fucking wash one of their old ones and fucking give it them. Get one of their fucking hand-me-down sex toys, you know? They've probably so fucking many, you know?
That's so funny. I've been, you know, thinking about, like, the people being so open about female masturbation over here, and, like, how my best friend over here, most times she'll end up the phone call by being like, I have to go, Katie. I have to go masturbate. And I'm like, that's so great. So...
Same here in Oz, by the way. Oz, you know, they're just open about it. It's just not a big deal.
Yeah, it's great.
All right. Well, I'm going to go get on with my life.
Okay.
So thanks to everybody save ourselves doing any extra. Thanks to all our listeners. Make sure you spread the word, about the podcast. We've been busy, so I haven't been doing as much promo. So please spread the word about the podcast and give us 5 stars on iTunes if you haven't. Still trying to get it up on Spotify. I've done everything in my power. And I see other new podcasts in Ireland. They're on Spotify straight away. I don't know what Spotify has against us, but I am trying for those that are doing it. But wherever you listen, like it and tell people that's where you listen. And we'll chat soon. I'll talk to you soon, Katie.
Yeah, and give us a nice review as well. And thanks for all the feedback and everything on the last few episodes. And I love yous.
See ya. Bye.
Hello. So that was fun. I learned a lot. Like that I'm going to go off and call someone and have phone sex with them. And if you guys are interested in doing that, you should do it too. And that was a lot of fun. But please, again, keep coming with the feedback at contacttheshift@gmail.com and DM us at Katie Boyle Comic or at Des Bishop. We definitely wanted feedback on gameplay, and so we got a bit of that. So if you have any more before our next episodes or any suggestions of things you'd like us to talk about as well, it would be great. And thanks for everything. I hope you guys have a lovely day. And talk to you next Wednesday. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.